a sled or snowshoe, she is ready to explore. From Cactova down to Juneau, always wanting to learn more.
Yeah!
Together with her best friend, Tui, always by her side.
And Trini!
Discovering the outdoors on Adventures Day.
That's a little bit of the theme song for a new PBS cartoon series for kids. It's called Molly of Denali. As the name suggests, Molly is a girl living in Alaska, and the show follows her as she creates a video blog about her life in a fictional Alaskan village. Molly's cultural heritage draws from several Alaska Native groups, and PBS says that the show is the first nationally distributed kids series to have a lead who's an Alaska Native. The show went to great lengths to bring Molly and her community to life as accurately as possible. To learn more about it, we have co-creator and executive producer Dorothea Gillum with us. Hello, Dorothea.
Hello.
And we also have Rochelle Adams joining us. She's a member of an Alaska Native advisory group that worked on the show. Welcome to you as well, Rochelle.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Let's start with you, Dorothea. Where did the idea for Molly come from?
Well, I grew up in Rochester, New York, which is known for many things, including a grocery store called Wegmans, which I don't think you guys have out in Wisconsin, but it's really more than a grocery store. It's kind of the hub of the community. And I always wanted to do a kid show about a store. Kids love playing stores, so it seemed like a fun place to be. And when I was thinking about where this store could be set, Alaska was in the news. This was back in the summer of 2015. So knowing nothing about Alaska, I thought, yeah, that would be fun. And the store morphed into a trading post, and, you know, the idea kind of evolved from there.
And tell us a little bit more about Molly and the premise of the show. So her family runs this trading post, and she's learning about her culture. But what happens in the segments?
Well, a lot happens. It's an action-adventure comedy, so it really follows the daily life of Molly, which is pretty cool when your backyard is, you know, the beautiful and wild Alaska, and when you are a modern village kid. And so we learn all about Molly's culture. And the stories range from sort of, simple stories about when Molly catches her first fish to more epic adventures when she gets separated from her dog and she has to sort of, you know, make her way through blinding snowstorms. So it's really, it's just a fun glimpse into the everyday life of a young girl in interior Alaska.
And Rochelle, you are part of the advisory group that is ensuring that Molly's story and the show are accurate and appropriate and respectful. What brought you to this project? How did you get involved?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I have to say it has just been such an honor to be a part of this whole thing. I became involved when, you know, Dorothea mentioned they were looking at Alaska. I wanted to do a story about someone around a trading post and, you know, wanting to do something outdoorsy. And looking at, I think that was around the same time that Denali got renamed back to Denali from Mount McKinley. And so they were looking at the area, and the indigenous tribes of that around the area are the Athabascans, and they needed cultural experts. And so I'm very happy to have been asked, you know, as a cultural bearer and artist and a linguist, and was just so happy to have that, you know, opportunity. Because growing up, I hadn't ever seen anything, you know, that represented my people accurately in the media or anything like that. And so I also thought, what a great, you know, opportunity to educate people about Alaska, our state, and all of our beautiful indigenous cultures and celebrate our diversity. So I'm very happy.
And Rochelle, you said that you had never seen accurate representations of your life and your culture.
Yeah.
What were some of the representations that you did see growing up that just didn't ring true to you at all?
Yeah, well, you know, growing up, I was a bit confused because I didn't see anyone that represented me on TV. And what I did see in the media was, you know, like squaws and kind of stereotypical racist sort of things. And I was confused because I couldn't connect with them. I just didn't see that for in my own life. So basically it was like we didn't exist in the media. And therefore, I think that's how a lot of the misconceptions about Alaska and Indigenous people is people aren't aware that we're actually alive, and still here. And, we have many cultures up here in Alaska. There's 20 distinct Alaska Native groups and languages with different dialects. But people still have that misconception that we're all Eskimos and live in igloos, And it's wrong. And so it's been such a pleasure just to be able to share, how we live up here and how diverse it is and beautiful. And there's been, Indigenous people at all levels of production. And so it's been really amazing to have that, have our people be truly represented in an authentic way.
We're talking with Dorothea Gillum and Rochelle Adams. They are both involved in the creation of the new PBS Kids show, which is called Molly of Denali. It's about a Native Alaskan girl and her family. And one of the things I really like is that you are clearly hoping to give kids who are not, and adults for that matter, who are not Native Alaskan, an accurate glimpse into that life, but also not assuming that it's not Native Alaskan kids who are watching the show either. So I know that there's one episode where a visitor has all these incorrect ideas of what life in Alaska is like, but also Molly and her friends have really funny ideas of what life in Texas is like.
Yeah. Yeah, that episode is hilarious. And, it really is kind of talking about, don't believe everything you see in the movies, type of thing. And I thought it was really interesting I did a screening out in Washington, D.C., and, so far removed from Alaska. And, the people, all the feedback I got was great. I mean, people were really connecting by watching an episode and just feeling that they belonged somewhere in Molly's community of Kaya, which is super diverse. And, they all live in it's very community-based and very based on our traditional values, which are universal values, and everyone can connect with those, being respectful and sharing and having that strong sense of family. So it's really something that everyone can connect with, and not only Alaskan Natives or Indigenous people, but everyone can.
Let's listen to a clip from Molly of Denali. In this scene, Molly is trying to find a book about Native names in the library, but is disappointed to find out that none exist.
This is important information. There should be books about it.
I agree, but no one has written one yet.
I guess I'll have to go around town and find out for myself.
Good luck!
My uncle gave me my Nupiaq name, Sanaururuk. He who is good at making things. I was named after him.
Because you carve things out of wood.
Shakayakre. It means Auntie Big Shot leader, and I am.
So you're talking in the show about Molly's interest and drive to discover her heritage, the history of the Alaska Native community where she lives. Who is voicing the characters in Molly of Denali? Dorothea?
Well, Molly herself is voiced by a 14-year-old girl named Sovereign Bill, who is Tlingit and Muckleshoot. And most of the other actors are First Nations actors because our voice recording is based in Vancouver, where our animation studio is. We have one or two other actors who are also Alaska Native, but the majority, I would say, are First Nations. But it was really important to us that Molly herself was Alaska Native, and we went to great lengths to find her.
And Rochelle, what does it mean for you to hear and see the show and know that First Nation people were so involved in it and are involved in it as it goes forward?
Yeah, it means so much. I mean, really, I'm honestly still processing how amazing this is and far-reaching. And to see to be able to share it with my community, you know, in the villages in Alaska and all, just all the feedback that I've received is so wonderful. And people are, you know, have this excitement and pride in their, you know, in their culture and homeland. But also, I'm very excited to hear the language being spoken. And to me, that's really the best part of, you know, hearing kids connect with that. And, you know, kids that are learning their language. I've had one of my nieces was so excited when she heard them say Vatsai and Masicho. And she's, you know, because she's learning that too in her bilingual class. So to normalize our language is really our goal, and to get it, you know, out in our community and to be speaking it again. And really that shows, you know, the how Indigenous people are still thriving and also living in a modern world. Like Molly has a blog, and, you know, she's a vlogger, and she uses informational text and the internet to do searches and gain knowledge and share things. Like in the book, you know, that she made for the Native names. So it's just such a beautiful blend of Indigenous and Western culture.
Well, thanks to both of you for sharing the story of Molly. And I think we're all looking forward to watching her adventures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
That was Dorothea Gillum, executive producer and co-creator of Molly of Denali, and Rochelle Adams, who is part of the show's Alaska Native Advisory Group. We talked with them about a new PBS Kids television series with an Alaska Native girl as the lead character.